on this auspicious day, the appearance day of Lalita Sakhi Devi, we will commence this Diksha ceremony. In our Gaudiya Vaishnav line, Lalita, Vishakha are the two very intimate, close, personal servants of Sri Radharani in her service to Sri Krishna. Sri Rupa Goswami, in his original form in Goloka, is Sri Rupa Manjari, who is the confidential assistant of Sri Lalita Sakhi in her service to Sri Radha and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has so clearly taught us that the highest perfectional stage is Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Das Das Anudas. To be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord of the Gopis, Sri Krishna. The aspiration of Gaudiya Vaishnavas is never to become the direct consort of the Lord, but to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Radharani in her service to the Lord. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. That Sri Radha and Krishna have appeared as Lord Chaitanya, and with them descended many of their most intimate personal associates of the spiritual world. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, who is seeking to find the fulfillment of his intense longing to understand the nature of Sri Radharani's love and what it is about himself that invokes such ecstasies in his beloved consort, and the pleasure, the happiness she derives in her love for him. Although Krishna is all-knowing, by his own sweet will, this is the three questions that he could not answer. Thus, by his divine will, he took the form of Lord Chaitanya. Krishna, experiencing the ecstatic love of Sri Radharani, and by his causeless mercy, Lord Chaitanya descended to this world in the age of Kali to distribute that love to anyone who sincerely, wholeheartedly accepts it. Sri Rupa Goswami declared that Lord Chaitanya is the most munificent, most merciful of all avatars, because only in this form is he freely distributing the highest mellows of intimate conjugal love to the people of this world. Through the simple process of Vaishnav Seva, preaching in a spirit of compassion to the fallen souls, and wholehearted acceptance of the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names. Lalita Vishakha descended as Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai. Swarup Damodar, who is Lalita Sakhi, whose appearance day it is today, was such a intimately confidential servant of Lord Chaitanya. It is described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that in Navadvip Leela, his name was Purushottamacharya. He was one of the confidential associates that took place in the Lord's Sankirtan pastimes. When Lord Chaitanya left Navadvip to take sannyas, he became like a madman in separation. And he also accepted the role of a sannyasi. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri after approximately 2 years of traveling and preaching in South India, Purushottamacharya, who is now Swarup Damodar Goswami, came and surrendered himself at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. It was from that time that he became the personal secretary of the Lord. Practically day and night, he was engaged in the loving service of the Lord. At the house of Kashi Mishra, Gambira, Swarup Damodar Goswami was there at the Lord's side. He understood the innermost feelings of the Lord's hearts. During the Ratha Yatra, when Lord Chaitanya was singing esoteric prayers, which no one could understand, it was Swarup Damodar Goswami alone who understood the ecstasies of Radharani as she was seeing Jagannath in the spirit of her meeting in Kurukshetra, Krishna. During the Ratayacha performance, Swarup Damodar Goswami would sing the specific songs, slokas, and prayers that were perfectly in harmony with the particular state of ecstatic love Lord Chaitanya was experiencing at that moment. This is to the degree he understood the heart of the Lord and served the Lord for the pleasure of the Lord. When Sri Rupa Goswami was in Puri, he wrote a commentary on a palm leaf of one of the esoteric prayers the Lord was offering. Lord Chaitanya found that prayer and brought it back to Swarup Damodar Goswami. He was the only person Lord Chaitanya could discuss this with. How is it, Lord Chaitanya asked, that Rupa Goswami has understood the innermost confidential love of my heart? Swarup Damodar Goswami explained, it is because you have bestowed your causeless mercy upon him. And the Lord agreed. Seeing his humility, seeing his total surrender and sincerity, yes, I have bestowed my full mercy upon him. Therefore, he could understand my heart. So our sampradaya, we are Rupanugas. Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami empowered Rupa Goswami by the grace of the Lord. Or let us say Lord Chaitanya empowered Rupa Goswami, but Rupa Goswami is the follower of Purushottam Acharya or Swarup Damodar Goswami or Lalita Sakhi eternally. Therefore, we are coming in this line. Similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami was put under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami. He is our Prayojana Acharya. For many years in Jagannath Puri, his life and soul was simply assisting Swarup Damodar Goswami in his service to Lord Chaitanya. And what he had heard from Swarup Damodar Goswami and what he saw with his own eyes is what Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami had compiled in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are just touching a portion of a drop of the oceanic influence of Swarup Damodar Goswami in our lives. So on this appearance day of Lalita Sakhi, it is very significant in the beautiful writings of the six Goswamis we find the extraordinary supreme love and devotion of Lalita Sakhi for Sri Sri Radha, Gopinath, and how she is eternally engaging all living beings in the spiritual world in the service of Radha and Krishna. The spirit of servant of the servant of the servant is the most practical understanding that we can gain on this auspicious day. That is our aspiration. It is that spirit that will please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All of you have taken the vows at the time of Harinam initiation, where you have vowed to chant at least 16 rounds, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra each day, and follow the four regulative principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. This Harinam initiation is very essential. Taking of vows before the deities, the fire, the spiritual master, and the sample Vaishnavas is a formal connection that we gain into our Guru Parampara. At that time, the flow of mercy of Sri Radha Gopinath, the flow of mercy flows through our entire Guru Parampara. The blessings of Sri Chaitanya and the Panchatattva, the six Goswamis, all of our acharyas is flowing into our lives. To the degree we keep our vows very seriously, to the degree we surrender with all humility to the will of Guru and Krishna, to that degree we receive that flow of mercy. It is very important to understand that that mercy is being given. But the question is, what is our sincerity to receive it? It is not that simply taking initiation one becomes advanced. Prabhupada says initiation means the beginning. It is to the degree every moment of every day in our life that we surrender to the spirit of the initiation that we have taken. That is how we achieve spiritual advancement. Mercy flows according to our sincerity, according to our willingness and determination, according to our submissiveness to hear and eagerness to serve. So when we take initiation, we are given the chance. Harinam initiation centers on the ultimate importance of chanting the holy names. Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anjata. It is the way, it is the means of the highest perfection in this age of Kali. But we must guard against the 10 offenses. We must study Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shikshastakam so that we can understand the proper spirit in which we approach the holy name. The holy name will cleanse the anartas of our heart if we follow the order of the spiritual master very carefully. Our beloved Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, whose causeless sacrifice and unlimited mercy is the unifying factor of so many thousands and thousands of devotees throughout the world, people of different races, nationalities, castes, creeds, people brought up in various religious backgrounds, Americans, Africans, Asians, Orientals, even people who are coming from nations that were otherwise inimical, enemies with one another. Such devotees shed their bodily designations. Such devotees relinquished all of their materialistic conceptions and came united as brothers and sisters under the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Because he carried the mercy of Rupa Goswami. He carried the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda in his heart. But not only that, in his fearless determination, he had such a deep compassion that he was willing to distribute it freely to all of us. Srila Prabhupada was very careful who he gave the Diksha of Gayatri, or second initiation, to. This Diksha ceremony is very serious. We take these vows and we are given the holy Gayatri mantra. You will all be given the Vedic Brahma Gayatri, which has been revealed in the original four Vedas. The sacred syllable Om originally emanated in this universe from Krishna's flute. The Gayatri mantra is chanted essentially by all proper initiated Brahmins since time immemorial. We will also be given three Pancharatrika mantras and three Pancharatrika Gayatri mantras. Pancharatra essentially means five types of knowledge. Narada Pancharatra is especially most important. They were spoken originally by the Supreme Lord Krishna himself. Rupa Goswami describes that any true sampradaya, where there is the genuine dissemination of knowledge, must be supported by the Vedas, the Puranas, and the Pancharatras. These mantras and Gayatri mantras invoke the presence of the Lord and the Acharyas to facilitate and help us to follow the three most important lessons of all scriptures: Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana. Sambandha is the establishment of our relationship with Krishna, represented by the deity of Madan Mohan and Sri Sanatan Goswami. Abhideya means the process of surrendering to Krishna with deep attachment, represented by Sri Govindadev and Sri Rupa Goswami. Prayojana is the culmination, the ultimate perfection derived through the process of bhakti, which means pure, unalloyed, ecstatic love for Krishna, following in the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan. That is our goal. This Prayojana Tattva is represented by Sri Radha Gopinath and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. Prema Pumartha Mahan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that the only true goal of life is to love Krishna. It is Purushartha Siromani, the crest jewel of all ideals. It is this love of God that we all aspire for. The mantras you will be given have a very, very powerful effect of invoking the mercy of all of the great acharyas who have passed down these gayatris and these mantras, and invoking the mercy of the Supreme Absolute Truth whose name we are calling upon. They should be chanted very sincerely. Every morning, every noon, and every evening. The specific process of chanting the Gayatri mantras will be given to you. You must take very seriously. After taking these Gayatri mantras, we are entitled to worship the deity of the Lord, which is a very, very, very special benediction. Deity worship is one of the five principles Sri Rupa Goswami describes as the five most important of all the various aspects of devotional service, associating with devotees, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting the holy names, residing in holy place, and worshiping deity. The tendency is to take things in an ordinary material way, because after all, we have been conditioned since time immemorial to see things materially. Recently, by the mercy of the acharyas, we are given spiritual vision. The Hari Bhakti Vilas defines diksha as the transmitting of transcendental knowledge and the removal of sins. But even though with our intelligence we have knowledge, still, the conditioning, the habit of the mind is to see things in a material, ordinary way. Development of faith is essential. It is the substance of our spiritual advancement, Shraddha. Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangota Bhajana Kriya. At the beginning is faith. Then there is the coming in contact with the spiritual master and the devotees. Through them, we learn the process, bhajana kriya, by hearing, by chanting, by following regulative principles, by worshiping the deity, by serving the Vaishnavas, by preaching. This is bhajana kriya. Anarta nivritti syat. The heart becomes cleansed of material conditionings. Deep-seated attachments, which are like formidable weeds in the core of our heart, very difficult to overcome. At New Vrindavan, we have these multifloral roses. They're bushes. They grow so fast, and they're so strong, and they're full with thorns, and they multiply like anything. And practically nothing can grow in their presence. They suck out all the best nutrients of the earth and leave the plants and the flowers with very little of anything. They take over pastures of the cows. They destroy beautiful gardens. And to cut them down, it's very difficult. They're
so many thorns, and they're so big, and they're so hard.
It takes hours and hours and hours and hours to cut one down. And then once you cut them down, they immediately grow again. You have to dig them all the way to deep down into the ground. You have to dig down to the root. And then if you don't very quickly burn it to ashes, Hare Krishna, it will somehow or other haunt you again. Anyways, these are very gentle, small impediments compared to the rooted weeds of material attachments we have in our hearts. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that after many, many births traveling around in the universes, we come in contact with Guru. He plants the seed of bhakti in our heart. Bhakti lata bij. The seed of bhakti must be nourished by hearing, by chanting. By chanting the mantras were given by our Guru, by chanting the prayers and glories that have been given to us by previous acharyas. We must also develop a very, very sincere, humble service attitude to actually activate the Lord's mercy within our sadhana. And then the plant of devotion grows, but we must be very careful. Very, very careful, because the weeds of our previous attachments are still growing. We must not nourish them by acting according to their dictations. We must neglect them. And ultimately, by the process of the Lord's mercy, which is received through devotional service or bhakti yoga, the seed of material desires is vanquished within our heart. Om apavitra pavitro va sarvavastha gatopi va. And we become purified. When you take the Brahman initiation, there is great responsibility upon you. Srila Prabhupada expected his Brahman disciples to exhibit in their behavior, as well as in their words, the true qualities of a Vaishnav Brahman. That means by our example and by our words, we teach human society the path back home, back to Godhead. A Brahman is a teacher. A Brahman is one who is not concerned with personal profits, rather is concerned with giving the wealth of transcendental knowledge to others. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would say that being a Brahman is not wearing a thread, because anyone can buy a thread for a few paises at the marketplace. Being a Brahman is based on qualification. Skanda Purana says, Kalo Sudra Sambhave, that in Kali Yuga, everyone is essentially born Shudra. However, Sanatana Goswami describes in his Hari Bhakti Vilas that just as bell metal can be turned into gold through a particular process, similarly, even one who is born in a lower family, which means everybody essentially in Kali, through proper initiation by a bona fide spiritual master can become a Brahman. This is the teaching of the Shastras. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put people like Raghunath Das Goswami, Haridas Thakur, in the highest positions although they were not born in Brahmins' families. Narottam Das Thakur, he was Kayasta, not Brahmin, but he was initiating high-born Brahmins. That was very controversial. There were threats to his life. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also had threats to his life because he was going against the ignorant misconceptions of Hinduism and following the true principles of the Vedic scriptures and the great acharyas. Do not think you are Brahmins simply by taking this mantra and sitting for this yajna. It is giving you all the facilities by which you could be a real Brahmin. But your Brahmanism is based on the qualities of your cleanliness, truthfulness, honesty, self-control, application of knowledge, and your devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are Vaishnavas, and a Vaishnav Brahman is one who teaches pure love of God according to parampara, by example, especially. So this sacred thread that the men will be given, along with mantra, and the mantra given to the ladies, if it makes you proud, it defeats the whole purpose of the ceremony. Trinadapi sunichena taror iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose parampara this ceremony is coming through, he taught us that a Vaishnava is humble like the grass, tolerant like tree, offering all respect to others and expecting not in return. In the Vaishnav line, this is the quality of a Brahman. To teach people by these examples, to carefully study Srila Prabhupada's books and share that knowledge with whoever you have the opportunity to do so. Kali Yuga is age of quarrel and hypocrisy. It is the tendency of everyone to be hypocritical, to want to take a position and receive the honor of that position, but not perform the sacrifice that is expected of you in that position. That is hypocrisy. And it is that type of hypocrisy that is so detrimental to the development of faith in the hearts of the innocent. People have natural faith in God, but according to the hypocrisy of their environment, that faith is subdued. At Panchavati, during Kumbh Mela, we saw the procession of the Mahants and thousands of people on both sides of the street. And we could see in their eyes and in their bodily gestures, the common people here of India just have such, the simple people, such natural faith in anything, in anyone, that they believe is representing God or the gods. If they are connected to the right persons with the right teachings, they'll easily go back to Godhead. But unfortunately, that's very rare. Most teachers are presenting some speculative ideas or interpretations of the scriptures. And therefore, this innocent faith is either cheated or it's limited, it's restricted. And throughout the world, And by the influence of the outside world, especially the more educated people in this country, they don't have much faith because they have seen hypocrisy. This terrorism, sectarianism, fanaticism, immorality, greed for money, greed for power, control, position. When these attributes are found on religious men or the women who are leaders, people lose their faith in religion. The Brahmins are supposed to represent very high standard of pure teachings of the Vedas. But if the Brahmins are degraded, if Brahmins are greedy, lusty, angry, arrogant, people lose their faith. Not only do they lose their faith in the Brahmin, but they lose their faith in what the Brahmin represents. And this creates chaos. And so many revolutions take place against the leadership. And then all kinds of speculative little branches of religion start developing, which have no real authority. We see this in all the religions of the world, including our own. Thakur Bhaktivinod, one of our great acharyas, he studied all the great religions of the world quite carefully. He was a great scholar. When he read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there was just no doubt in his heart that this is the ultimate revelation of the Supreme Truth. But then he looked around and saw what the Gaudiya line was like. Sahajyas. So many sects of Sahajyas. People who profess to be the followers of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but who have their own concocted ideas. And even justify sinful activities in the name of the teachings of God. It is not only this. All religions of the world have suffered these kinds of deviations. In the Christian religions, there are denominations that were born of a person who wanted to break the moral principles of another, so he started his own line. And millions of people follow. So sahajyas are various branches of people who actually distorted the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to actually advocate the same immoralities that they could not give up, to justify their sinful activities in the name of the highest pursuit of bhakti. And therefore, only very ignorant type people were coming. Others just lost their faith. Not only in the people, but in what they represent. The whole idea of Protestant, because at a certain time, the popes, there was only the Catholic Church, that was the only line of Christianity. But that broke up into Catholic and Orthodox, and they've been enemies ever since. On the basis of seeing some hypocrisy, then they break into their own group. And then the Protestants, they began their different movements, Martin Luther, John Calvin, because they saw hypocrisy in the Pope and the priests, who was the guru and the Brahmins. They didn't want to follow. They lost their faith, so they started their own branches. And look today. In the 1960s, practically the entire young generation of America rejected all their religions, Jewish, Christian, because they saw hypocrisy. They just saw mediocre people living materially attached lives in the name of God and justifying whatever they do in the name of God. But Srila Prabhupada saved those people who became agnostics and atheists because they found in him a true saint who not only preached perfectly according to the authority of parampara, but he lived by those principles. And that is what he expected of his followers. And we have seen within the ISKCON movement where leaders have disappointed their followers, even concocted philosophies, or let's say ideologies, have splintered off into groups that are not based on any guru sadhu shastra. It's just reaction to the disappointment, the heartbreaking disappointment of not seeing leaders acting properly. Srila Prabhupada explained that you make spiritual advancement according to the responsibilities you take in Krishna's service. This diksha initiation, or this diksha ceremony, is really a time when you are pledging, vowing, to take serious responsibility. And that is why Srila Prabhupada was very conservative in who he gave the Brahman Gayatri initiation to. Because when you're a Brahman, you are being authorized to be a leader and a teacher by your words and example, representing our parampara, representing your guru, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gorky Shore Das Babaji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, representing the six Goswamis, Sri Chaitanya Nityananda, and Sri Radha Gopinath. Representing the integrity, the dignity of our acharyas. And how you speak and how you behave will be how people see your guru, the acharyas, and Krishna. It is a responsibility. And to the degree you take this responsibility very seriously, you will make tremendous spiritual advancement. And to the degree you put your own selfish or egoistic concerns in the forefront of your life, your spiritual advancement will be stifled. And even worse than that, you will stifle the growth of shraddha, or faith, in the hearts of others. It is a glorious and joyous occasion when we see so many devotees who are coming forward to wholeheartedly take on this responsibility. It is a glorious, joyous occasion to see all of you so sincerely coming forward to enter into a higher stage of your spiritual development and to enter into a higher realm of service to Guru and Gauranga. On behalf of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, and all of our acharyas, it is my very sincere and humble prayer that they will protect you and inspire you on the path of pure, unalloyed devotional service to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. that great path to Sri Vrindavan Dham will be traversed in a very honorable and serious manner by all of you. Thank you very much.